program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. So head over there and do that. And you'll find that the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So if you're surfing around, you find something that you think is pretty interesting on the internet, you submit it to our website, and then other listeners can vote as to whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. All of it's free for you and all the various different features there. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Jamie is on the line in Oklahoma from WheelsOffLiberty.com. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hi, Mark.
Jamie's my biggest fan.
I am. You are a dead sexy man, Mark.
I feel like that guy in Deliverance every time I talk to Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie makes you feel special.
Y'all won the best political podcast with the help of Wheels Off Liberty.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have been able to do it without you. And not only did you throw your votes and your fans' votes behind Free Talk Live, but also you accepted the award for us tonight at the Podcast Awards award ceremony.
Did they tell us never to participate again after you gave your speech?
They did. Hey, honestly, I broke Ustream with my speech. I think there was so many people anticipating what all I would say that was genius that Ustream actually crashed during that. And I finished it off with, "And in Ian Freeman's name we pray, amen."
Oh, wow.
So what are some of the other spooky, silly things that you said?
Let's see. I told them that I had my body slathered in some Vaseline and alcohol, that I was a sound mind. Just all kinds of stuff. You know, you kind of expect from a... What you kind of expect from an idiot, you know? Nobody will ever know what Free Talk Live really is about that ever listen to that.
I love it. Well, I was thinking, you know, because they had sent out this email saying, well, this is when the award ceremony is. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday night. Now, oh, man, it's right in the middle of the show. And last year we had this weird thing set up where one of the local guys that helps us out behind the scenes was in here, and he had his laptop, and he was kind of watching and ready to, like, pass the microphone to us or something like that. I don't even remember how we had it, so it was really slipshod. And, of course, we didn't actually win. And I thought, well, I want to do something different this year. And I figured, well, since you guys were getting behind us as the vice winners, that it would make the most sense for it to have you guys go ahead. I mean, it's not like you're doing anything. You're just sitting around drinking tonight, right?
That's all I'm doing, man. I've already drank all my Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now I'm on some Bud Light. But I'm celebrating for you guys, you know. But
did you celebrate before you accepted, too?
Oh, who is this? Is that a lady?
This is Meg, man.
This is so rare.
What's up, Meg?
Hi.
All right, you guys can have your little dating session off the air. But, Jamie, thanks, man. I appreciate everything you guys do. WheelsOffLiberty.com. People should go there and listen to your show. It's not available on the radio waves because you guys have a little too much fun for that. So, yeah. WheelsOffLiberty.com. Thanks, man. We got to move to some other calls here, but I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling. Hey, you'll catch anthrax or trichinosis or something, I swear.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Austin, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Hello, Austin.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. How are y'all today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think, I'm so glad to have you guys back on here. You see, football season is pretty much over.
Ended.
Y'all preempted all the time because they have to have a 3.5 hour rehash of the game. They won't tell
really?
Us ever. Oh, absolutely.
I didn't even know that. Did you know, by the way, thank you for, by the way, to our listeners in Charleston for making us number one on Saturday nights,
yeah,
which is pretty awesome. I mean, despite
a bunch of Saturday nights, number one on the station.
No, that's WXNT in Indianapolis. You've got to keep things straight, Mark.
Sorry.
But we are number one on Saturday nights in Charleston, and it's thanks
to
listeners.
Well, as you said, you really educated me. I wanted to apply to Charleston. As far as I'm concerned, Charleston, the whole radio system, as far as talk radio goes,
mm-hmm,
might as well be shut off the air.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you something. It's nothing but the same old Republicans good, Democrats bad.
Mm-hmm.
From, let's see, what time does that start? Oh, 6 a.m. in the morning. Yes. Oh, indeed, it does. 6 a.m. until 10 o'clock at night, there's a 3-hour interlude. with Jim Bohannon on the AM station. You guys are on the FM.
Yeah, Jim Bohannon, he's kind of, what does he call himself, a populist?
Well, Jim, I'll tell you what, Jim's a very, very smart guy. Jim, well, he's like you guys. He will let people, intelligent people, call in and talk.
Oh, we'll let dumb people call in and talk, too. We don't.
Oh, absolutely. I do appreciate that. But anyway.
we just hung up the phone with Jamie from Wheels Off Liberty, and it's proof.
Oh, anyway, I was listening, I think it was yesterday morning, I think it was a rehash or a repeat. They had the public information officer from the Charleston Police Department discussing when and how people may carry guns in their cars and on their person. And they said that, obviously, if you were one of the chosen, you could carry a gun on your body, hidden from view.
Right, but you have to beg permission from the government bureaucrats.
Oh, indeed. Indeed you do. That's what bites me in rear end from the these people, these dummies that call in and say, oh, we are our Second Amendment rights. Son, your Second Amendment rights were done away with in the 30s. What are you talking about?
Absolutely. You don't have a right if you have to beg permission in order to exercise it.
That makes it a privilege.
Privilege. You're absolutely right. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I'm glad you appreciate the show. It certainly is not like the rest of the talk radio universe out there, and I think that the numbers are reflecting that in people tuning in and making a point of tuning in for Free Talk Live. So thank you. And if you're on one of those stations that just takes the Saturday show, like WSC does in Charleston, take a moment and give the program director a call next week and tell him thank you for airing Free Talk Live, and then ask for the weekday show, because we do this six nights a week, and they could carry as much of it as they would like. So thank you for doing that. And he's absolutely right, though, about on the gun issue. Yeah. If it is a right, you exercise your rights. You don't just go and beg permission. You don't kneel down. You don't fill out triplicate forms.
Right.
You don't send in money.
You have the right to carry a pistol in your waistband, or you don't. And you don't need a piece of paper from the government saying that you do. Now, you know, that's just obvious. You're not attenuating rights. You either have the right to do it or you're not. Your right to do it or you're not.
You know, I remember when I was living down in Florida, where you are allowed, if you beg permission, to carry a weapon. I remember looking into it as a young man, you know, just turned 21 or whatever. Maybe I was 18, but I don't know what the legal age is down there, but I was looking into, like, what does it take? Because I was raised in a gun-friendly family. My dad wasn't a gun nut, but he had a few, and we'd gone to the range a few times. So I was familiar enough with firearms, and I'd been given a handgun for my 21st birthday. And so I thought, well, you know, maybe I need to go and get one of these gun carry permits, because that's what a good law-abiding citizen does, and I don't want to break the law now. And so I went and I looked into it, and there was, like, this packet full of paperwork. You'd have to go down to the police department. They give you this huge packet full of forms or whatever the heck was in there. And I just took a look at that packet, and I was like, screw this.
Got no interest.
I'll just put the damn gun in my pocket. I don't care. You know, the old tried by six or carried by six versus tried by 12 or something like that.
I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by six.
Yeah, that's right. The one. So screw the laws. Just, you know, do what you need to do to protect yourself and worry about it later if you get caught. That's what I say. Or move to New Hampshire, where it's a shall issue. They still want you to beg around here, but isn't it just a violation in New Hampshire if you get caught carrying concealed?
It is, but there's always, like, you know, if you have a prior arrest on your record, or, you know, if it's a pullover, you know, and you ran a stop sign situation, it could elevate the situation much, much worse.
Of course, there are also Vermont and Alaska, where they have no restrictions whatsoever. And also have the lowest gun crime.
Yeah,
Vermont and Alaska.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. We can continue here. We'll continue to take your thoughts, your calls. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And that's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And no, it's not like those Republican or Democrat shows out there. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. More coming up here in moments with Ian, Mark, and Meg. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition. 800-259-9231. And Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website where you'll find a lot of features free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to experience that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? this cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where we're going to have speeches and debates and that kind of thing. But it's also what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, a lot more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now because the prices are as low as $535, and they're likely going to go up. There's no guarantee these berths are going to be there at any when you're ready to buy. So go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. By the way, Meg is here with us tonight, and she is the proprietor over at libertyflare.com.
Yeah.
So what is Liberty Flare?
Just one-inch buttons with liberty-minded either images or words on them so that you can get out the message of liberty just by putting one on your bag. And
get a conversation started.
Yeah, they're really cheap, really easy to start conversations with after that, and really easy way to spread liberty.
So you can go to libertyflare.com. You can see various different ones. Some of them support organizations, liberty-oriented organizations, and a portion of the profits actually end up going to benefit those organizations.
Yeah, 50% of all of our sponsors get their payment through that. And it's a good way to, help out different organizations and spread the message of liberty.
So. Absolutely. Win-win and win, because it's helping you as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
libertyflare.com. Get on over there and place an order for some great flare. As we continue here with your thoughts, your calls about anything. Anthony's on the line listening to KGOE in Eureka on the West Coast. Hey, Anthony.
Happy holiday, gentlemen and lady, gentlewoman analyst. Let me talk about two things. One, the private prisons, and two, about the basic causation of the police brutality.
All right.
Michelle Alexander, in her book, she's a lawyer, professor of law, The New Jim Crow, Mass Imprisonment in the Age of Colorblindness, explicates how conservative Republicans and police are filling up these privatized prisons in rural towns without any other sources of employment because the manufacturing jobs have been shipped overseas. And they're filling up mostly with people of a color, blacks and Hispanics, the new Jim Crow. And thus, the jobs and pensions of the prison guards are guaranteed for life. And note that the prison guards is the largest and absolute and most powerful union in California. She calls this human trafficking. That's my first comment.
There's no doubt about it. If it weren't for the war on drugs, the prison complex would not be expanding. They need to build new prisons in order to put pot smokers in there and other people that like to use chemicals. And, of course, they haven't hurt anybody. You're absolutely right.
Most of it, indeed, is nonviolent marijuana arrest.
Yeah, the bulk of it is marijuana. It's approximately marijuana accounts for just about 50% or more of the drug user arrests on a yearly basis. It's about 800,000 people a year. 800,000 of our brothers and sisters and friends and family members.
Now the second thing is about what's causing this. I would refer your readers to Google political ponerology, PON. PONERology. The book is called Political Ponerology, A Science on the Nature of Evil Adjusted for Political Purposes. Another book is called...
And what would one learn from this? I mean, just before you go on with the book recommendations, what would one learn from that?
Yeah. It talks about how the neocons, and they specifically reference Bush and Cheney, oh, they don't have a conscience. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. And
that's the point at which that's the point at which I would agree, but also disagree. In that, clearly those people are psychopaths and sociopaths. But so are the Democrats. The Republicans and Democrats have worked together for decades, enforcing this insane war on drugs. It's not like the Democrats have gotten into power and have flipped things around or done anything to decriminalize anything. I mean, if you look at Barack Obama, and right after he was elected, they put up this website where people could go and they could ask a question of Barack Obama. Obama, and then they could vote on which questions they would want to hear answered. And the number one question was in regards to decriminalization of marijuana. I mean, you've got a man who has admitted to smoking it in the past as a president now, and he's not saying he just inhaled. He's admitted, or you know, that he did inhale, that he has smoked marijuana in the past. And so despite the overwhelming concern by Americans online that submitted their questions to this particular poll and voted in this poll, they asked the question, marijuana was the number one question, so it was asked and it was answered, and basically he just kicked it right back in people's faces and said, yeah, there's no, the Obama administration has no intention of rolling back the war on marijuana. And so to just blame the conservatives in this is really partisan and unfair.
Yeah, and also there was that huge thing where he said that, you know, the federal administration wouldn't go after the dispensaries in California anymore, and about a week after he said that, they did anyway. Yeah, they were just defiling the whole name.
So they're all sociopaths. And thank you, Anthony, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I mean, the power attracts that. It's a position of power that attracts psychos.
Absolutely. I mean, if you create the city that has all the power of the world in it, where do you think the people, the ego, the megalomaniacs, the maniacal people that wish to control the world, where do you think they're going to go?
Yeah, and when you vote, you're voting between sociopath A, or sociopath with a R by their name, and then the sociopath with a D by their name. And if they differ at all, it's just in the ways that they want to institute more controls over people's lives. But we've seen that they both generally support the war on drugs and would never take a position against it. It's very rare. In fact, if you want, you know, if you want to make it partisan, which is silly to do, Ron Paul's a so-called Republican. Of course, he has nothing in common with the rest of the Republican Party. But Ron Paul understands that ending the war on drugs would be one of the best things that could happen to this country. And there's probably a couple of Democrats that would agree with that statement. Bernie Sanders, probably. But he's a
Mike
socialist.
Mike Rubel ran on that.
Yeah, he's a socialist. So 800-259-9231, we continue. George is listening in Indian Shores, Florida. I think that's the Tampa Bay region because it's WFLA. Hello, George.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm a physician. I heard part of your conversation with the other emergency doctor about medical practice and the cost of effectiveness and government restrictions. And I just wanted to give your listeners an alternative that many doctors are looking into, and that is opting out of Medicare and then starting a practice that has no government or private insurance involvement whatsoever.
A cash-only doctor.
Cash-only practice. And you probably heard of it from a reverse side where they have these concierge practices that attend only to the wealthy. And I'm talking about something very different.
No, where you wouldn't have to deal with all the bureaucracy and you can lower your costs. You don't need as much office staff and you can pass those costs on to the savings on to the consumer.
Yeah, that's what I go to in Manchester. It's like $80 a visit and the guy's wife is the secretary.
And
it's great.
We get, you know, blood work for $20, the same blood work you'd get at the national labs for $300. We'd get X-rays for $20. We'd get MRIs for $200.
Is there any kind of an association of those doctors where you could go somewhere like a website and find out where they are? Or is it all just word of mouth?
There may be, but right now it's word of mouth. But it is successful. I'm opening up my second clinic in 3 years doing the same thing.
That is fantastic, George.
More than one way to skin the cat. Stay out of the government.
Come up to New Hampshire, please.
Yeah, get on up here. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Cat's kidding. That's a surgeon, Joe.
We're coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, we invite you to take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that there are a lot of features there, and we give them all away. The webcam is one of them. You can watch, you can listen, and chat, because the chat room built into the same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that, experience it, and get involved. cam.freetalklive.com. Thanks. To Memory Dealers.
Yeah, Memory Dealers brings you the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. But they're up to 99% off of list price. You can't get rates like that anywhere. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Go check them out. They're in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about what you want, and we'll go to, I believe, Jimmy is listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Well, I just... Where do you guys live at? New Hampshire or somewhere like that?
Yep, somewhere just
like New Hampshire. Right. We're in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire.
Are there any kind of restrictions to where you guys live?
Restrictions regarding what?
Anything. I mean,
Oh yes.
Unfortunately, yes. We still have governments here, and they still have stupid laws and rules that people are demanded to follow. But New Hampshire is probably the freest of the 50 states.
Not just probably; it's been rated.
And then, do you have a homeowners association within the little place where you guys live that that has bylaws and guidelines that you have to adhere to?
Those exist, but not in the neighborhood I live in.
I got 11 wooded acres. No, I don't have neighbors.
Yeah, you could get into one of those homeowners associations in some neighborhoods, but not the neighborhood I live in. I live in downtown Keene.
Okay. Well, I was just curious because, I mean, to live in a place that has no restrictions on you whatsoever would be a nice thing. I guess maybe utopia, if you will.
Sure would. That's why I moved here, because I want to seek that out. I want to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and actually make as few restrictions as possible to repeal all this stupid crap and get the government out of our lives.
Although I would like to clarify that I would like to live under my own personal restrictions. Like, you know, I wouldn't want
to
government.
Hurt somebody.
Yeah, I wouldn't want government coming down on me, but I would, you know, want to make up my own rules and have people live
right. But so, but in saying that, aren't you saying that, I mean, you want to be the government, so
no,
you're jealous of the
place.
Government we have
of my own place, like instead of having, you know, a city government.
Sovereign.
Yeah, just have, like, you know, in my room your shoes have to be off, or, you know, little things like that.
Yeah, that's
right.
Private property. That's having
yeah.
a rule for private
it's,
property versus being government means trying to control other people's lives. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. I just didn't want to throw the
but
new rules out there.
You are controlling other people's lives because you said to come into your house, I have to take my shoes off.
Well, then don't come into my house.
Right.
Right. So my point is that in your way of thinking, we can't be a country, a nation, a society, because we all have our own interpretations of what utopia is. So we would have to have 300 million city-states that we all rule and have control over. And any time you come into mine and you don't accept mine, then I have to protect mine.
Yeah,
or I have to
right.
lower my standard and allow you in.
It doesn't sound too far from the truth, but, you know, if big government's good, then why don't we have the same government to cover the globe?
Well, if some people have their way, and I heard you talk about all people in Washington are megalomaniacs or psychopaths.
The vast majority.
All these different things, and some would have you believe that is the goal, is to have one world government, that all the standards would be the same. And everybody would adhere to that standard.
What do you want to see, Jimmy?
What do I want to see? I want to see the world at peace. I want to see.
Yeah, good plan.
But I think
there's different ways to achieve that peace.
No, you can't have peace by threatening people, Jimmy. And you
no, I'm not saying that you should. If you'd let me finish,
okay.
I think we could have peace. The I happen to be a born again Christian.
Okay.
And the Bible says the first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength.
Okay.
And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If we could get to the point where we could respect each other, realize that black, white, yellow, green, blue, what color, race, gender, all that, put that aside, and realize that we're all human beings made in the image of God, we could respect each other, and we could allow the differences among us to better us.
I like pretty much everything you said there. I mean, I agree generally with everything you said. I'm not a born again Christian or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't like green people.
I'm a Quaker, but you know, I'm on board with loving everybody and acknowledging that humans are humans regardless of what plot of land they're born on. That people born on one plot of land are not better than others born on a different plot of land, etc. I like that.
But this this idea that you want peace, and I you know, often people will say this, and I want peace too. But what I think is important to understand is let's say that the Christian folks in charge decide gambling's bad. And if I open a casino and they come and shut me down, they're not going to do it by asking. Do you understand?
No, well, as a born-again Christian, from that perspective, okay, my goal is not to restrict your behavior. My goal is to express to you through peaceful means what I think proper behavior is. And then it's your choice to behave however it is you want to believe.
You sound to me like a good kind of Christian, like not one of the Pharisee Christians that's trying to control people's behavior and trying to put down mandates and behavioral modifications and laws. And you're the kind of Christian I can really get along with. And we've got a number of people like that up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. People who love liberty, people who are basically the viewpoint that I'm hearing you express, people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that freedom means being able to live your life and make choices and not have somebody else try to tell you what to do or you know, extract money from you by force and all of that. If you understand all that, then go to freestateproject.org and learn about the movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people of all different religious belief systems that are coming here and getting active to achieve that liberty in our lifetime. I think you might find that very interesting. And I thank you for the call tonight. That's, again, freestateproject.org. That's why the three of us are here. Mark, you and I came from as far away as Florida. We were born on the sun coast of Florida. Meg, you were born out in Oregon. You came all the way over here. People are coming from all over the world, as a matter of fact, here to New Hampshire, because it's time to get people that understand liberty together so we can be concentrated and we can make a difference. We can make an impact, whereas we're all spread out all across the country, as most liberty-minded people currently are. The amount of impact you can have is very limited. So freestateproject.org. Let's continue with your calls. David is listening in Tallahassee, also to WFLA-FM. Hello, David.
Hi. I enjoy your program. I'm glad you guys are here. I'm a citizen, a voter, a taxpayer, and a veteran. And by the way, just on this quick subject of hemp and cannabis and marijuana, if you grew hemp in this country as an agricultural crop, it would truly rejuvenate and revolutionize the entire agribusiness of America.
It's an amazing crop, no doubt about it.
And if you're 21 and you want to smoke pot, I don't care, and the government needs to get the hell out of there.
Well, I was 18 and 17 and 16 when I was smoking pot, too.
Yeah,
I don't think
17-year-olds are very depressed by that.
I don't think my life would have been made any better having to spend time in a cage as a result.
Yeah, but if you're going to see legalization, you're going to see it for the people that are allowed to drink alcohol.
Well, I'm not just saying there needs to be some social responsibility there, and I'm not in favor of kids smoking pot or drinking alcohol or using drugs, whatever.
Well, I understand there's a difference between being not in favor of something and locking them in a cage if they do it, right? So you can be against something, but you can also allow people to make mistakes and make choices for themselves. I know you had something else you wanted to say. I'll bring it back here in a moment. So if you want, hang on. More with David and your calls as well. If we can sneak them in here at 800-259-9231, the final segment is coming up in moments.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news. Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. I don't know why I even gave that out. We're pretty much loaded up with phone calls here for this remaining segment. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Meg.
And Mark.
We'd like to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. They're totally free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations or into more ears on the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Also, when you go to freetalklive.com, the top banner on the right-hand side of the page is SACL CAI. They're one of our longest advertisers. They've been sponsoring the show because they really believe in the ideas of liberty. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, they're the ones for you. They handle collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. SACL CAI.
All right, we have been all over the map here tonight. Still have time for your thoughts. Let's go to David listening in Tallahassee. I think you're still with us. David, are you there?
I'm here, and I appreciate you holding me over. I got a problem with the two-party system in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely nothing in the United States Constitution about Democrats or Republicans, and people are locked into that mindset, and it's really stupid and foolish, and it's contrary to the cause of liberty in this country. It does it does not serve us well. We've excluded other political parties on a practical basis for years and years and years. You know, the Democrats and the Republicans both are guilty. I certainly like the movement of the independents, the no party affiliation, the Tea Party, the Libertarians. I think they're all good, and I'd like to see those movements grow.
Man, me too. I was an activist in the Libertarian Party for many years down in Sarasota, Florida, and that's when I learned that it's really impossible. I mean, it's almost impossible for them to ever get a foothold for multiple reasons. Number one, the Republicans and Democrats have created the system to make it near impossible for the third parties to get any kind of traction. They make it near impossible to get into a debate. They make it very difficult to get on ballots, very expensive, very time-consuming for these guys to do it. And then, of course, the media does their best to keep them out of any kind. If they actually do get on the ballot, the media kind of goes along with the program and ignores them as much as they possibly can to keep the ideas out of public discussion. Once you get past all that, if, a say, the libertarians, for instance, start to gain traction, then all of that will happen is they'll be essentially infiltrated, as they have been, by the political operatives from the Republicans and Democrats. And it's basically the Libertarian Party today, at the national level at least. The local guys are still not so bad off, but the national level party has been infiltrated by these Republican-lite characters, and they're not even close to the party that I joined a decade ago. And so I quit publicly 2 years ago because it's just... it's so frustrating.
Yeah, I think all the smaller ones, I mean, the only way they ever get recognition is through compromise. You know, they have to compromise as much of their values as they can to bring in people, and it
doesn't work. And it doesn't work. They tried this with Bob Barr. Did you even know that Bob Barr was the presidential candidate for the Libertarians in 08?
Yeah.
And it was a failure. That what they tried to do with Bob Barr was bring in this guy, exactly what Meg said. They bring in this guy that's a little more mainstream.
Wasn't he a senator?
No, he was a rep from Georgia. He was a little more
Republican
mainstream, and he was now a libertarian. This is the same drug warrior Bob Barr.
The guy who signed the Patriot Act, too.
Right. And so they bring him in there, and I don't doubt that he's changed. People change. I can give them credit for that. But if you're going to be the Libertarian Party, the supposed party of principle, and you're going to run a presidential candidate, you want to put your best foot forward. You want to put somebody forward that understands the principles of liberty, not this, you know, half-ass Bob Barr who's coming out and, you know, not really that principled on anything. But they figured if they watered down their message that they would get more votes. And it turned out that wasn't true. Despite all the internet and the ease of communication these days and the ability for Bob Barr to get his name out there and the already recognition that his name has and carried along with it, he barely did better than Harry Brown, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate that actually was a libertarian, back in the year 2000. And Harry Brown didn't have blogs. He didn't have YouTube. He didn't have, you know, all of the tools that Bob Barr, and he certainly didn't have the name recognition.
Yeah,
so
they effectively just took the Libertarian Party, handed it over to, like, the fringe Republicans, and alienated the entire party that they had.
And did not gain hardly anything as far as votes are concerned. And so I wish I had the solution to me is not political parties, but concentration of activism, of people that love
free
liberty.
People.
Yeah, and that's why I moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. David, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to LiveWire in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, LiveWire. LiveWire in New Orleans.
Here in Oasis.
Hey, I wanted to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
It feels so. Thank you. It's so refreshing to still be able to say that on the amplitude modulation airways all across America. There are some people who get offended by such words, but as far as I'm concerned, that's their problem. They'll just have to get over it.
All right. Was that all you had for us?
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe with the coming new year also, that there is still officially a boycott on the Kellogg's Corporation because they've never gotten their act together as far as apologizing to the 8-time gold medalist Michael Phelps for disrespecting that individual.
I totally understand, but I love Pop-Tarts, so I can't do that.
You know, the store brand Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, the
rip-off. Those are awful.
No, they're not all that bad. They're not all that bad. It depends on the brand.
Yeah, if I could afford toaster strudels, I'd go that way, but I'm sorry.
I'd also like an apology from Kellogg's for coming out against self-pleasuring as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a problem,
are you talking
too.
About from years ago with the guy who founded the company?
Right, from John Kellogg or whatever his name is.
That's just nuts.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Of course, you're talking about the Phelps when he was caught with the bong.
Yeah.
And they pulled their sponsorship of him. That's what he's referencing. As we continue into Alaska, where Jeremy is on the line. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, this is actually Q calling from Yucca Valley, California.
Well, that's why. I don't know why they thought you were Jeremy in Alaska, but go ahead, Q.
That's okay. Alaska's a cool... Well, actually, Sarah Palin, never mind. Okay, I was calling because, as an African-American, I represent the Crispus Attucks Society, which is a movement of African and black men concerned with the liberties and freedoms in our country as they're being encroached upon as well.
Mm-hmm.
However, what comes up often in our discussions is the fine line that seems to exist between the ideology of liberty in this country and the history of treatment of black people and people of color in this country in general. And so I'm curious as to some of perspectives of other other liberty seekers and libertarians. I myself am a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the African-American and black movement within the Liberty Movement.
It's very small, and it needs to get larger.
Bring more, Q. Bring more.
Yeah, please do whatever
you
can.
We're trying. We're trying. The Christmas Addict Society .info is where you can find information on our organization. And,
can you spell Christmas Addicts, please?
Yes, CRISPUSATTUCKS. That's the Christmas Addicts Society.
I know, I've heard that name before.
Yeah, Christmas Addicts is a great Addicts patriot.
Yes, actually, he was the first. Actually, many would say among the first patriots, among himself and Prince Hall, for example. But specifically, Crispus Attucks was a black man, the first man shot at the beginning of the Revolutionary War. We also have a bit of a time attracting other black men, and some of the values that we do propagate are family, responsibility, and the most important part of our movement that we're finding is that we must be open to all religions. I myself am a Buddhist. However, I do. There are many Christians in our organizations.
Yes,
and what we need to communicate is that the issues that we are facing are irrespective of religious background or political party affiliation.
Absolutely. You know what, Q, I would love to dig further into this issue as to, you know, bringing people from the black community into the Liberty Movement.
And let's have a dialogue about it in the future.
Please call us, you know, during our weekday show, maybe at the top of the show, and let's dig in deep into this. And because I'd love to have more folks, especially up here in New Hampshire, but more in general across the entire movement. The movement is full of a bunch of white dudes. And we need more women, we need more more blacks, more Hispanics, more everybody else to come on board, especially to move up here to New Hampshire, where I think there are about 10 black people in this
yeah,
town.
I was actually going to go to Keene University. That's so funny.
That would be great. Hey, thanks
and I just want to say, last bit of a second, you know, we're out here. We're listening to the Alex Jones. We're listening to you guys. We're listening to the various people, and very soon you're going to hear some of our podcasts coming out, and
that's
we're going to form this network.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing about it. So keep us in the loop, and thank you for the call, Q. I appreciate it. Brett is here from copblock.org to wrap things out here. Brett, you got the final thoughts here on the show tonight.
I would guess just to make it short, I thought just see what you guys thought about just using public roads, if that makes you subject to public laws.
Well, you're forced to pay for them. I don't know that it makes you subject to anything. I mean, they're going to enforce them upon you. You know, I mean, I don't see how you're going to live life without using public roads.
If enough people stop paying the tickets, then you won't be subject to anything anymore. We just need people to stop obeying.
Take the cases to court.
Right, that's what I mean. Go and non-cooperate and clog the court system up, and they'll stop handing them out. We'll see you on Monday night. FreeTalkLive.com.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.